Lady Astor presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Astor Screen Guild play tonight, Guest Wife. The starring players...
Fred McMurray.
This is Claudette Colbert.
This is Dick Brandt.
Tonight, Lady Astor presents the Screen Guild players in one of the season's most delightful comedies, Guest Wife. It stars Claudette Colbert as Mary Price, Fred McMurray as Joe Parker, and Dick Foran as Chris Price. The Lady Astor Screen Guild players in Guest Wife.
I think I'm like any other married woman. I like my husband to have friends. Only Chris didn't just have a friend. He had an obsession. His pal was Joe Parker, the famous foreign correspondent. He and Chris had grown up together, gone to college together, roomed together. Yes, and always spent Chris's allowance together. You know, Damon and Pythias stuff. Except that Chris made Mr. Damon look like a piker.
Just a minute, I heard that, Mrs. Price.
Now, Chris, you know it's true. Remember when Joe sent that cable from India?
Well, what can you do when your best friend's in jail in a foreign country with cobras hissing at him?
You send him $2,000 we'd saved up to buy a baby grand piano.
Oh, but Mary, after all, Joe is my pal.
Oh, sure, I discovered that on our honeymoon. When we got to Lake Michigan and found that Joe had taken the boat we had chartered and gone off chasing a lot of gangsters.
Well, he caught him, too. That was Joe's first big yarn.
My first big disillusionment. When I think of how we just sat around on that pier...
Well, that story got Joe his job as foreign correspondent.
Yeah, what did it get you?
Splinters.
Well, anyway, it did one thing for us, Chris. It made me sure our marriage was all right.
It did.
Mm-hmm. Any marriage that could survive that honeymoon could survive anything. I really believe that. But every time we got our hearts set on anything, up would pop Mr. Parker. And this last time was no exception to the rule. You know, Katusin's a pretty dull town to live in. We'd planned for months on a trip to New York, a sort of second honeymoon. Chris had gotten leave from the bank, and just as I thought we were going to make it...
Mary, guess what? A telegram from Joe.
Oh, no!
Listen, arrive at your house at 7 this evening. Can't wait to meet Mary. Isn't that swell?
Yeah, wonderful.
Oh, you're going to love him when you meet him, Mary.
I don't doubt it. Well, he's an hour and a half late now. Maybe he's changed his mind or had an accident, I hope.
Now, don't you worry about Joe. He'll be here all right.
Yes, but we won't. We're going to be on that 902 for New York. Well, that must be the cab I ordered. Will you get it, darling?
Sure.
The bags are all right there in the corner. He can take them down first while I...
Chris! Joe! Chris! Joe!
Chris!
Joe!
Listen,
hey, wait,
boys.
Don't tell me.
I didn't tell you.
What? You're Mary. Beautiful. And you've got shoes on. Gosh, to be back in a country where a woman wears shoes.
Yeah, say, that's right. I thought you were in China.
I was last Thursday. Look, don't I even get a chance to kiss the bride?
Oh, I don't know. Mary never quite forgave you for missing our wedding.
No, we waited almost a year until the family started to talk about shotguns.
You know, Mary, you brightened many lonely hours for me.
Huh?
Yep. You're the picture of that picture I have.
Picture?
Yeah, I sent him your picture, honey. One of the big ones.
You bet. Many's the hour I've looked at it and told myself, if I could find a girl like that, it'd be the end of the trail for me.
Oh, fine chance. In 2 weeks, you'd be off to London, Cairo, Afghanistan. Say, what did bring you to Katusin, anyway?
Well, to tell you the truth, Chris, I'm in a jam.
A jam?
Chris, it's 18 minutes to 9. We've got to catch that train.
Train? What train?
The 902 to New York. Joe, I'm sorry it has to be hello and goodbye, but...
Yeah, stick around, Joe. We'll be back in 10 days.
You mean you're really running off to New York?
Yes, and Joe Parker, if you try to stop us...
Stop you? Well, who's trying to stop you? I'll just ride along to the station, that's all.
Hey, cabbie, want to make the 902?
You'd better step on it.
Got plenty of time, Mrs. Price. No need to hurry.
That's what you think.
Hey, Joe, you started to tell us that you were in some sort of a jam.
And how? Chris, it's a jam pot to end all jams. It started as a kibble, but before
a what?
A kibble.
Yeah, a kibble. That's a word Chris and I made up at school.
Yeah, you see, if Joe tells you something that isn't true, he's kidding you. But if I confirm it, I'm kibbling you.
Oh, I see.
Only this time I kibbled myself a wife.
Were you married?
No, that was the kibble. You see, I wanted 10 days off, so our Cairo manager cabled the boss I was secretly married.
Oh, the Cairo manager plays kibble, too.
Yeah, that's how this avalanche got started. First, the boss sends a $1,000 wedding present.
Well, the kibble business really pays.
Yeah, then he makes me office manager in India. And what's so awful, he's writing letters to my wife.
Well, why is that so awful?
Well, I'm writing letters back from my wife.
Oh.
More letters, more presents. It's getting worse all the time. So I try to kill off my imaginary wife with fever.
Why kill the goose that lays the golden egg?
Well, I wish I had. I wouldn't be in this mess right now. Here, let me read this cable to you. Report immediately New York office. Bring Mrs. Parker. Important. Signed, Arthur Truesdale Worth. You see what I mean?
Oh, but Joe, this is simple. You just get some babe, slip her $10, take her over to the office.
Sure, boss, meet the wife. Hello, hello, goodbye, goodbye.
Well, unfortunately, I sent A.T. a picture of the bride.
Oh,
Chris, I thought you said he was smart.
Well, it seemed smart at the time. If
now, wait
I
a
could...
minute, wait a minute. I know. Was she wearing one of those little native veils in the picture?
Well, no. No, she's an American.
American?
Mm-hmm.
An old girl of yours, I suppose?
Well, no, not exactly. You see,
You just happened to have her picture around.
It's a funny thing.
Chris, I've got that awful feeling.
I'll open the window. Say, Joe, do you know where to find the girl?
Well, yes, I would, but...
You wouldn't dare, would you?
No, I guess I wouldn't.
Well, maybe if I talked to her, I could...
Well, that might help, Chris.
Oh, save your breath, Chris. You haven't a chance.
Why not? I could just go up to her and say...
Chris,
well,
for heaven's sake, wake up. He sent the boss that picture of me.
Well, I think I could talk her into... You? Do you... Oh, gosh. This is going to be easy, Joe.
Christopher, well, if you think I'm...
Mary, all you have to do is pop in the office, meet the boss, you're Mrs. Parker. Then you pop right out again back to me, you're Mrs. Price.
And you think that's easy, huh?
Sure, it's a cinch. Congratulations, Joe. She's going to do it.
I had a premonition I was in for trouble. Trouble, yes, but I hadn't counted on catastrophe. Oh, we got on the train all right. That is, I got on the train, and Joe got on the train. My husband was conspicuous by his absence. By that time, I was ready to murder Mr. Parker.
Now, Mary, that wasn't my fault. Chris just missed the train, that's all.
Why? Because he was in the station buying a Pullman ticket for you, that's why.
Well, I can't argue that.
When I think of him racing along the platform shouting, "I'll catch the train tomorrow, Mary, take good care of Joe."
Yeah, what a guy. Who else in the world would do a thing like that?
Nobody, that's what I'm getting at. And then arriving in New York and being mobbed by all those reporters. Mrs. Parker this, Mrs. Parker that.
Maybe I should have killed you in Bombay.
I should have killed you in Catoosan.
Well, Mary, after all, you had to expect a little of that celebrity stuff. After all, I had just won the Paulson Prize for Journalism. That's why the boss sent for me.
If that was the last straw, the boss. While everyone was slapping you on the back, he maneuvered me into his private office.
We'll marry at last. A chance to get really well acquainted.
Yes.
And let me assure you, this picture doesn't do you justice.
What picture? Oh, the yes. Well, Mr. Worth, do you mind if I look at that?
Not at all. Remember what you wrote on it?
To the boss, our friend and guardian angel, who has been more than a father to both of us, Mary Parker. Oh, do I remember?
That's a beautiful sentiment, Mary.
I must confess, Joe had something to do with it.
When I saw this, I knew Joe had married the right girl. And your letters.
The letters?
Especially the one from Punjab Thani.
Punjab Thani?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's a beautiful place.
Really? It sounded wretched.
It did?
But I suppose any place is beautiful when one has just been snatched back from the grave.
Look, I'd better go get Joe, Mr. Worthy. He's not used to being with so many people.
He's all right. They're all old friends. You know, I've always kept that letter right here in my desk. It's such a perfect story of what marriage really means. You do worship him, don't you, Mary?
Oh, yes.
As a matter of fact, Joe should hear this letter.
Yes, yes. I'll call him. Joe!
Oh, Joe! Mr. Worth, I'm not very modest, am I?
Someone call me?
Oh, come in, Joe. I've got something I want you to hear.
Oh, one of my, Mary's letters, huh?
Yes, one of the most beautiful a wife ever wrote. Listen. Dear Mr. Worth, we are in Punjab Thanet. It's a frightful place, horrible and primitive. But as I lay here in a native hut, I am the happiest woman in the world.
Yes, I remember. I was so happy.
Joe alone has nursed me for 4 long weeks. His love was my only medicine. He has shielded me with his body against the rains and has day and night fought for the life to stay in me when so often it seemed to be slipping away. Just think, Mary, I might never have met you.
Just think.
Read the rest, boss, will you? I'm deeply moved.
He is gaunt and thin and worn now, and my strength is only slowly returning. But we have something now that binds us closer together, if that is possible. And this I wanted to share with you, our friend. Affectionately, Mary.
Well, boss, I'd like to have a copy of that.
You shall have it, my boy.
Mary, thank you. I didn't know you realized I was with you half the time.
There's some things I don't even know yet.
Yes, I almost lost you then. It was awful.
Sometimes I think I can still feel the effects.
Oh, of course, the traveling and all. I've been stupid letting you get overtired. Joe, you take a ride back to the hotel.
The hotel?
Yes, and mind you, get a good night's rest. I'll have the office boy get you a cab.
Mr. Parker, I'm not going to any hotel.
Oh, just to drop our bags, and Chris will be here tomorrow, won't he?
But where am I going to sleep tonight?
Sleep? Baby, this is New York. Who wants to sleep? Swell place, huh, Mary? Gosh, I used to dream about it in Punjab Thanet.
I used to dream about it in Catoosan. Joe, do you think that Chris would approve of this?
Why not? Didn't he tell you to take care of me? Besides, we can't go back to the hotel until...
Excuse me, but aren't you Joe Parker?
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry,
I saw you beat Notre Dame.
Oh, that was a lucky day for the Irish.
That was a lucky day for me. I won $500. Greatest run I ever saw on a football field.
Huh? Well, I had a little help.
Well, the good ones are modest. Well, glad to have seen you. Good luck, old man.
Say, Joe, wasn't Chris in that game with you?
Yeah, sort of. All he did was take out their end, two backs and a safety man. So that goon could win $500.
Funny, nobody ever comes up to Chris like that.
Well, that's the fate of the blocking back.
Well, didn't Chris ever want to carry the ball?
No, he just bowled him over so I could get through.
Well, if I were Chris, I'd want to carry the ball sometimes.
Hey, look, it's getting kind of stuffy in here. We'd better trek on.
Yeah, but where? We can't go back to the hotel.
No, most of the clubs will be closing soon. Hey, wait, I know. One of those open hacks in the park. We can drive around till breakfast time, huh?
Oh, but that's so expensive. It's $4 an hour.
Yeah, I know, but Chris will only be paying half.
Huh?
Sure, that's how we always operate. Share and share alike and everything.
Mr. Parker, may I remind you, I'm Chris's wife.
Oh, correction. Almost everything. Come on, let's go.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
As an American woman, you have a reputation for being the world's best shopper. You recognize value almost by instinct. So to you, this should be especially interesting. You see, I have a value for you which I'm sure you will instantly recognize. A value I know you'll not want to miss. I mean my 30th anniversary package. My beauty dividend to you, celebrating my 30th year in business. Right now, your leading stores are featuring this Lady Esther anniversary package. And this is what it offers you. The large $1.38 jar of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, and also the large 55-cent box of Lady Esther face powder in my flattering, exciting new bridal pink shade. Of course, the regular value of these two products is $1.93. But in my special anniversary package, you get both for only 98 cents. Think of it. You actually save 95 cents on a 98-cent purchase. That's really double value for your money. So make a mental note right now. Go to your favorite store in the morning or telephone and ask for the Lady Esther anniversary package. You will then be liberally supplied with Lady Esther face powder and Lady Esther four-purpose face cream at a genuine big saving. Your two most essential beauty aids to help keep your skin looking smoother, younger, and prettier for months to come.
And now the second act of Guest Wife, starring Dick Foran, Claudette Colbert, and Fred McMurray.
Ever try riding around all night in an open carriage? Well, take my advice. Don't. But at least Chris was at the hotel by the time we got back, and Joe had the good taste to leave us alone. Oh, I was so glad to be my own husband's wife again. I guess I kissed him rather lavishly. What's more, he liked it. But just then...
Who can that be?
The house detective. You go and see. I have to change my dress.
All right, just a minute. Yeah?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was 2112.
It is.
Funny. I was looking for Mr. and Mrs. Parker. I'm Arthur Truesdale Wood.
Oh, Joe's boss. I'm Chris Price's best friend.
Oh.
Chris, darling, hurry, will you, Lammy Pie?
His best friend.
Yes, sure, we're pals, great pals, you know what I mean.
No, but I'm learning.
Oh, Chris, I want you to button me up the bag. Sweetheart, what's keeping you?
Mary, it's Joe's boss, Mr. Worth. I'm Mr. Worth, I'm sorry, Joe isn't here now. It won't be back for a couple of hours, so if you'd like to try a little later...
No, thanks. I'll wait.
Oh, well, now, look here. I'd like to suggest...
I'd like to suggest you remove that lipstick.
Oh. She always kisses me. Hello. Silly, isn't it?
Is it?
It just occurred to me that Joe won't be back for quite a while, and Mary isn't feeling too sharp, sort of a headache. I guess the excitement and everything... Might do her good to take a little nap, so maybe we'd better just run along.
Yes, perhaps we'd better.
Yeah. You know, I've known them both so long, I feel like one of the family. Sometimes
I... Hey, you're forgetting your traveling bag.
Oh, so I am. Okay, so we go now?
Hey, wait, something just occurred to me.
It did?
You know, I like talking to you. I'd like to get better acquainted.
You would?
Yes, why don't you come down to my place on Long Island tonight and stay for the weekend?
Tonight? No, I mean, thank you. I can't tonight. I have a big date.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, so am I. I appreciate the invitation, though.
Don't mention it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll tell Joe you were here.
Well, that's what I... How do you like that? He talked me right out of the door and into the hall.
I only heard the last part of that, but just enough to make me mad. And when I get mad, I do something about it. I made up my mind to teach Mr. Parker a lesson. He had put me in a spot. All right. I'd give him some of the same. So a little later, when he came barging in...
Mary! Joe, I'm back. Oh, hello, boss.
Hey, not so much noise. Mary has a headache.
She has a headache. Oh, she has? Well, that's too bad. Maybe we'd better clear out and...
Hello, dear.
Oh, Mary, how do you feel?
Oh, much better, thank you. Joe, darling, aren't you going to kiss me?
Huh?
Oh, come on, don't be bashful. I feel as if Mr. Worth is one of the family.
That's the way I want you to feel, Mary.
Where is Chris?
Oh, he was here.
He left. He had a date.
Had a date? Well, I thought he was going out with us.
Uh-uh.
Well, frankly, I'm rather glad you'll be alone. I was hoping you'd come down to my country place, stay over the weekend.
We'd love to, boss, but Mary's been looking forward to this trip. You know, theaters, shops...
Oh, darling, I don't want to be selfish.
But, Mary, this is supposed to be a second honeymoon for you.
Why, then, my place is absolutely perfect. Quiet, secluded, and you'll love your room. It has a balcony.
Look, boss, it's awfully kind of you, but...
Oh, Mr. Worth, isn't that just like Joe? Never wanting to impose on anyone. But I think I know the spirit in which you're asking us.
Mary...
And really, we just love to come. Oh, Joe, I'm so glad we came. This place is heavenly.
Yeah.
It was sweet of the boss to give us this room with a balcony and everything.
Yeah.
And look at that moon. Do you hear the crickets? Don't they sound happy? Almost as happy as I am.
Now, Mary, listen. I know you're putting on an act to impress Mr. Worth.
But... an act?
I know that's why you held my hand in the car, and several other little evidences of, well, being nice, of trying to help, but we're alone now.
Oh, alone. Isn't it wonderful?
Wonderful? Mary, what is this? What's come over you?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I just like being here with you alone.
Mary, you shouldn't say a thing like that. Why, you don't even know me. Why, if you knew me better, you wouldn't like me at all.
Oh, how can you say that?
Well, it's true, honest. I'm shiftless and reckless. I like to roam around the world. I'm fickle and unstable and... well, to tell you the truth, I'm just not very nice. In fact, as a matter of fact, I hate to say it, but people say I'm a cad.
That's what makes you so attractive.
Oh, no, Mary, don't talk like that. I get drunk. I stay out all night. I'm always in hock. I'm terrible. Ask anybody.
Oh, no, darling. Women don't have to ask about things like that.
Look, Mary, I'm not at all like Chris. Chris is a fine fellow. He's honest. He's loyal. He's the salt of the earth, but I'm...
You're exciting, Joe. You're different.
Mary, this is insane. You've got to think of Chris.
Oh, but he'll understand. He loves you, too, in a different way, of course.
Look, Mary, Chris is my best friend. I'd die for him.
No, I don't think that'll be necessary, Joe. Chris would do anything in the world to make you happy, to make us happy.
But I'm happy right now. Chris is happy. You're happy. We're all happy. Let's keep it that way.
Oh, men are so afraid to face things realistically.
But Mary...
Darling, I want to take a shower. You go ahead and change for dinner.
Change? You mean here? Now? Oh, no, not me. I'll eat the way I am.
I'll teach him how to play kibble.
Doggone getting myself in a jam like this. Mary must be off her nuts.
Oh, Joe.
Hello, boss.
What's the matter, boy? You look like you could use a drink.
No. Thanks, boss. I was just thinking. I always look like this when I'm thinking.
Well, I'll admit I need a drink. Do you mind?
No, not at all. Go ahead. It's your liquor.
Hey, Joe, I just had a telephone call.
Yeah, sure, I know. I get them all the time.
From your friend, Chris Price.
From Chris?
I'd asked him down here for certain private reasons, but he couldn't accept. He had a date.
Oh.
But he just called now and said he changed his mind. He's on his way.
He is? Hey, that's terrific.
Yeah, but, Joe, don't you realize...
Good old Chris, always there in a pinch. The best friend any man ever had.
Excuse me, I don't need a drink. I need a dozen of them.
Mary, honey, I'm sorry I haven't been able to get a word with you alone. The old boy's been watching me like a tiger all evening.
Listen, Chris, I've got to tell you something.
Well, just keep it up, honey. Keep it up. You're doing a great job. Sensational.
That's just the right word.
Look, honey, I'll slip down to your room tonight. I want to talk to you.
Oh, Chris?
Yeah?
Chris, I've been thinking you'd better not...
Huh?
You know that Mr. Worth's suspicious. Joe said to tell you he would come up and bunk with you. It's safer that way.
Yeah, I guess now that you mention it. Well, okay. Tell Joe I'll be expecting.
Now, look, Mary, enough's enough. I can't stay in this room with you. I'm going up and bunk with Chris.
No, Joe, let me go up to him.
Well, one of us.
It's better for me to go. I can tell him so much better.
Tell him? Now, Mary, don't start that stuff again.
I have to do it, Joe. When he looks at me, I feel so guilty.
Mary, listen, you're off your beam.
It's really kinder to let him know, darling. One quick cut like a surgeon's knife.
Like a surgeon? Mary, please, you're out of your mind. Now, listen, Mary, I'm not in love with you. I couldn't be.
Oh, you're just being loyal to Chris.
I am not. I'm not loyal to him at all.
So that should make it all the easier. Now, I'll just go up there and tell him the truth.
No, you won't. You're not stepping out of this room. Not if I have to lock the door and you keep you here and watch you all night myself.
Hmm, 1 o'clock. Joe ought to be up here by now. Well, guess old man, we're still hanging around. 2 o'clock. Do you suppose... Oh, no, not Joe. Three o'clock. Hey, what is this? What do they think I am? What's going on down there anyway? Mary! Joe!
Open up in there.
Holy Toledo, it's Chris.
Oh, dear.
Now, look at the fix you've got us in. He sounds like he's ready to do murder.
I hope.
Huh? Well, you won't open up, huh? All right. So there you are, you double-crossing wreck.
Now, listen, Chris.
You listen. See how this sounds.
Chris, darling!
Get your coat on. We're leaving.
Just a moment. You can't get away with this. I knew the minute I saw you I didn't like you.
I wasn't crazy about you either.
Strike two. Oh, Chris, you're absolutely marvelous.
Now, listen, we're getting out if I have to carry you. Come on. Well, Mrs. Price, what have you got to say for yourself?
Oh, Chris, I've never been so happy in my life.
Huh?
Well, don't you see? I finally got you to carry the ball.
You mean all this was just a trick?
Oh, not a trick, darling. More of a kibble.
A kibble? Oh, Mary. I really ought to wring your neck. Well, come on, honey. Let's go on back into town.
Chris, darling, you really love me.
Sure I love you. Besides, you've got the only hotel room in town.
Thank you, Fred McMurray, Dick Foran, and Claudette Colbert, for your delightful performances.
It was a pleasure to be here, Mr. Bradley. We know how much this radio program contributes to the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house, and we all feel it's a great privilege to share in that work. Now, before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Colbert. Ladies, this is a very special year for me. Yes, 1946 calls for celebration. Lady Esther's 30th anniversary in business. But you have a part in it, too, because my way of celebrating is to present you with a real beauty dividend. It's waiting for you right now at your dealers, my big surprise anniversary package. And this is a really substantial dividend, for it provides you with a $1.93 value of Lady Esther face powder and Lady Esther face cream for only 98 cents. You save 95 cents, almost exactly half, and that is a genuinely big saving. Here's what you receive. My giant-sized jar of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, the size that sells for $1.38. You receive also the large 55-cent box of Lady Esther face powder in my romantic, exciting new shade, Bridal Pink. It's $1.93 of real value, which, as my beauty dividend to you, is priced at only 98 cents. Yes, it's my birthday, but you get the birthday present. And I don't want you to risk missing this real double value. So do see your dealer tomorrow and ask for your Lady Esther anniversary package. A generous supply of your two most essential beauty aids to help keep you looking years younger, fresher, and more attractive for months to come.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present The Firebrand. It will star Frank Morgan, Virginia Field, and Douglas Fairbanks, Jr. Be sure to listen. Guest Wife was presented through the courtesy of Jack Skirball and Bruce Manning, producers of So Goes My Love. Claudette Colbert will soon be seen in the Jesse Lasky RKO production, Without Reservations. Fred McMurray is soon to be seen in the Paramount picture, Suddenly It's Spring. Dick Foran can soon be seen in the Paramount picture, Easy Come, Easy Go. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you, and good night, everyone. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.